Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Kimmy Avery. Kimmy, why don't you take it from here?
Okay. I just left the meeting. Once again, I couldn't get my point across. I was cut off, and it feels like my opinion just doesn't matter. Why am I even here? I don't fit in with the boys' club. Maybe I should just move on. But I like what I do. If only they would listen to me. Welcome to 5 ways that your relationship problems undermine your business and how to fix them. In our world, we've done a lot of great work with the feminist movement. We've earned the right to do a lot of things. We've had huge successes. And we often see that there's still a glass ceiling. And that glass ceiling is really frustrating, and it causes a lot of tension and anxiety and frustration. And it contributes to the tension between men and women. And the ideas that I'm going to be teaching you today will help transform your relationship experience and your work situation right now, and help you create a foundation of love that ripples out and touches everything you do. Do you enjoy great relationships with everyone around you and then get stuck when it comes to your partner or your work colleagues? In affairs of the heart, all bets are off. Everything changes. You're not always sure how to interact. You're not always sure what you want. You're not always sure what they want. You're feeling vulnerable because you have feelings, and you're feeling uneasy because you've become invested in the outcome. Do you think that your culture and upbringing actually prepared you for finding and keeping the partner that you want? Do you think that your culture prepared you for being successful in the workplace, in business, in being a creative, amazing person? There's a lot of pressure to conform. Have you ever thought, why can't relationships be easy? If you've ever thought that, you've come to the right place. And you may find yourself a little bit resistant to some of my ideas, and I invite you to try them on during our time together. If you agree to stick with me through this talk, I'm going to teach you a great way that you can improve the way you relate to men immediately, so that you can get the intimacy, companionship, and connection that you want. I'm going to teach you how to identify your own default patterns of interacting and some special secrets to relationship success that can change everything if you're willing to try them on. My name is Kimmy Avery, and I am a relationship navigation specialist. I met my husband when I was 38, and we've been together for 10 years. I get to travel the world helping men and women have great relationships. I've been studying love and relationships my entire life, and my single most cherished vision for the world is that it's a place where every person, man and woman, is free to live their lives in love, live the experience of passion and joy, and doing what they feel amazing doing. Your living your life in a fulfilling way matters. So let me tell you a little bit about myself, since we're going to spend some time together. I have a bachelor's in family studies and human development. I have a master's in counseling psychology. I'm a certified relationship coach. I'm an NLP, which stands for neuro-linguistic programming, health certified master practitioner and trainer. And that just means that I help you to use your brain better to get better results in your life. I'm a published author, and I've been studying with Marianne Williamson, Alison Armstrong, and Dr. John Gray, who is personally endorsing my upcoming book, Falling in Love, Staying in Love. And 10 years ago, I had a total shift in perception about men, and it changed the entire landscape of my life dramatically. It rewrote my past, and it created a brand new future that feels amazing to be living in. And here's what happened. I started studying about men from a masculine perspective, where before, everything I'd learned about men came from women. I saw men as doing things I would never do, and I was upset. or not doing things that I would do, and I was upset. I spent a lot of my life upset with men. And then I started studying with a program called PACS, which stands for Partnership, Adoration, and Ecstasy Between Men and Women. Doesn't that sound yummy? And I started seeing how men operate naturally in the most amazing way. They contribute to our lives and bring gifts to us that we would never imagine because we're not seeing from their perspective. And when you have this new level of understanding about their emotional landscape and their way of operating in the world, you'll spend more time happier, fulfilled, feeling honored, feeling respected, and feeling like you're valued than you ever thought possible. This image that I had a t-shirt given to me, it had a fish riding a bicycle, and it said, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. It's a Gloria Steinem quote, and it was from this t-shirt that my brothers gave me, and I wore it proudly when I was in college. I went to a women's college. I'd been taught that I could do everything on my own, and I was conditioned to not need anyone. And whenever a boyfriend told me he needed me, I told him he didn't need me, and I made it very clear to him that I didn't need him either. And of course, this was the beginning of the end. What I know now is that men won't stick around if they're not needed. For as long as I could remember, I always wanted to meet and marry a wonderful man and have children. The standard fairy tale. And then when I started studying about men, it turned everything around. What I know now is that men are committed to providing and protecting. They want to be needed. They want to be useful. They want to make us happy. And I had no idea about that, which is why I'm so passionate about my work. I help couples on the verge of divorce and breakup figure out if and how they can save their relationship. I help singles have great relationships. And now with the Beyond the Glass Ceiling workplace navigation system, I'm helping women in the corporate world have a foundation of harmony within the workplace so that they feel honored and valued and listened to. And working from this new perspective has changed everything. And what I've discovered is that so many seemingly insurmountable problems arise not from an inability to communicate, not from a lack of effort, and not from lack of motivation. These problems arise because of inherent misunderstandings about the way men and women communicate. If I see a man as a hairy, misbehaving woman, he can never win. I have two outcomes for our time together, and one is to share with you some great information about the way men and women communicate differently, and the second is to let you know how you can participate further with me if that seems like it's a fit for you. Navigating successfully in all of your relationships, especially the workplace and your personal life, means that you need to combine good communication skills with insights about how the masculine and feminine operate. And today I'm going to explore with you five skills that are going to help you succeed in your personal life and your career, and especially your business. Number one, the masculine and feminine modes of being. Number two, moving from instinctual impulses to conscious choices. Number three, the hidden power of assumptions. Number four, some advice on advice. And number five, the dirty little secret of relationships. There are chronic negative emotions running rampant in our society today. They show up as confusion that leads to resentments, frustration, and bitterness. These emotions are personal emotions held in real people, in real situations, in real work environments all over the world. And anyone learning these new skills is charting a new path and opening new ways of being, especially in the business world. So I invite you to try on this information for the time we have together today and think about the impact that this could have on your entire life. How you do anything is how you do everything. What you experience at home impacts your experience at work. And what you experience at work impacts your experience at home. Knowing this and understanding this can help you create the life you truly desire right now. Everything is personal. Why? Because you are the center of everything that you experience. Whether you're at home, in your personal relationships, or at work, in your work relationships, everything is personal. A key element to being an excellent leader is the ability to successfully navigate your own emotions and the emotions of the people around you. And as a woman, you naturally have that skill. You naturally have the skill of reading the emotions of the people around you. It's one of your feminine powers. And navigating your feminine power at work and in business is what being a great leader is all about. So the first thing that you need to understand in order to be a great leader as a woman is that we all have masculine and feminine modes of being. Masculine mode is a drive. It's a provider, protector, producer. The feminine energy is an adapter, supporter, enhancer. And we all have both within us. And we have that within every single relationship dynamic. So depending on the context, you'll either be more in masculine mode or in feminine mode. And in the business world, if we're running and operating a business, we might be driving ourselves from masculine mode. Or we're supporting another person in business, and we're in the supporter adapter feminine mode. So depending on the context, it will be different. And sometimes we're in a situation where we need to cut off a part of ourselves in order to try to be in productive mode, especially as women. And that causes us to be exhausted. It causes us to be burnt out because that ability to be single-focused comes from our adrenal glands. And for men, it comes from their testosterone. So being in single-focused masculine mode, it's a lot easier on the masculine body than it is on our bodies. And so women who've been single focused for long periods of time can get burnt out. And that's where exhaustion comes from. So to be feminine is to flow. And when we're in feminine mode and we're multitasking and we're attending to many things at once, which we do very naturally, and we do well in a flow state, it feels invigorating to us. And when we're on a deadline, it can be draining to us as women. And understanding that for men who spend more time in masculine mode, there's the drive and there's the deadline and there's going from point A to point B in a linear fashion. And we butt heads with the masculine mode because we don't often understand how that works. And of course, my husband likes to tell me, focus on one thing. Because he's in masculine mode, and he now understands that is, I've got lots of projects that I'm working on, and that's what is invigorating to me as a woman. Men and women are so different that we'd be better off if we actually spoke different languages, because then we wouldn't think we were communicating. I believe that between 80 and 90% of relationship problems are solvable when you understand how the masculine and feminine energies work. So the second thing is conscious choices and instinctual impulses. Instinctual impulses are our default mode, and they are hardwired into our biology and into the way of being that we operate from. That's what trips us up in the relationships every time when we're trying to be conscious. To be conscious is to be at choice. To be conscious is to feel a feeling and choose what you want to do about it and then act on that. Often as women, we feel our feelings, and from that place, we decide what we're going to do. I'm feeling hurt in this meeting, so I have to leave. I've got to quit my job or leave my business because it's not working, instead of keeping going. I've got to leave this relationship because my needs aren't getting met. Women feel and then act on those feelings, but unfortunately, we're often acting on assumptions that might not be accurate. So to be in a conscious place, it means that we have all of the information in order to make well-informed decisions. And then we have the capacity to choose. And it's always better to have more choice than feeling stuck in a situation. And when we feel stuck in a situation, when we don't understand what's happening. And the instinctual impulses are those masculine and feminine dynamic. If we don't understand that, and we're trying to be conscious, we're trying to make good decisions, we'll get tripped up every time by this misunderstanding and this sort of unconscious pattern that's going on beneath the surface of our experience. So the third thing is the hidden power of assumptions. Are men and women the same? No! We are equal and very different. And as I said before, we are hardwired to do things naturally in a way that's different, in a way that's very different. What does that mean? When we move through the world as if we are looking at versions of ourselves, meaning we think that each person we interact with sees the world in the same way, and we assume that we're on the same page, we get ourselves in trouble. When we learn how to read the situation, how to read what mode people are in, whether they're masculine or feminine in that circumstance, and we know what mode we're in, we have choice. We can actively choose to participate in a new and different way. Have you ever felt stuck because you didn't know what to do? This is all about giving you new information so that you can interact in a new way. When you think about something and you make a decision about how something is, you will feel a feeling related to that. So your partner does something that you would never do, and you get angry, and you think that they meant to hurt you. So you're angry and you feel that in your body. Or you're at a meeting and the people around you don't call on you, and you make it mean that they don't care what you think. Or you're talking about something that you're working on and the people around you that tell you that you're talking too much, or they shut you out, and you're trying to give them all the important details. Did you know that giving a lot of details has to do with how the feminine operates in the world? Details are vital for us. And giving details is important because we want to have the person understand the whole picture. The masculine mode doesn't do that. They talk in bullet points. So we try to get information from them, and we try to get the details from them, and they're not forthcoming. Then they get irritated when we ask a lot of questions. And we give them a lot of details, and they cut us off because we've given them too many details. This kind of thing goes on over and over again all around the world with men and women, and it breaks relationships, and it causes immense frustrations, to say the least. So by managing your energy, you can manage how your emotions show up, and it changes everything. However, you've got to understand how the masculine and feminine energies are different, because that certainly helps you manage your energy. One gal I worked with in a company, she had a chronic stomach problem, and she was really nice and helped everybody. They'd ask her questions, and she'd help. And years ago, I'd given advice to somebody and to myself how to be indispensable at work. Say yes to everything. Say yes. Say yes. Be indispensable. But what happens is, when you are saying yes to everybody else's project and yes to helping, you're a super helper and you're exhausted. It's hard to get your own work done. And in this gal's case, she had this knot in her stomach. So we worked together and we focused her on setting boundaries and referring people to others who could better help them. The first thing that happened was the knot in her stomach went away. The second thing that happened is she had more time to get her own work done. The third thing that happened is she was able to actually go on dates because she got home early enough to have a life outside of her work. Imagine that. So she went from super helper to referral helper. Learning how to say no is critical for us as women to things that are not our projects, don't fit in with our vision. We need to be able to say no to that. That goes for relationships And business, anytime you have, you know, you get these offers, we tend to say yes. So learning how to say no to those is critical. And like I said, her stomach problem, she was surprised because she hadn't even realized that she had the stomach problem, except that after we did the work and it took about a week, the knot was gone. So another gal I worked with in at this company, she wanted to get a promotion, and she'd been at the company for 15 years. And during this time, every single promotion that she'd wanted, she'd had to fight for. And we did work on how to ask for what she needed in a way that the men in her life could understand it. So she set a meeting with her boss. She let him know what she appreciated about him. She said, "There's something that I need that I don't think you know about." And when she told him what she needed, she said, "I have these amazing skills to help the company. I'm a great team manager. I love to mentor younger people. And I think it would be a win-win for me and the company." She's an engineer in the oil industry. "And I think that I would be of great value to this company, and I think it'd be a win-win for this. What do you need for me to make this happen?" First of all, he was floored because nobody had ever asked for a promotion in that way. They'd always come in and demanded it. And then he felt sort of uneasy about trying to make it happen. And in this case, she got the promotion in just a few weeks because she had asked it as an invitation in partnership. And the program that I've got at this company is called Beyond the Glass Ceiling, because it's not about battling through the glass ceiling. It's about creating partnership to rise above it. Because when we enroll the men in our lives to support us in achieving our dreams, they want to be our champions. They want to be our heroes. So, oh dear. When you are working from a perspective of my way is how everybody else is doing things, I call that stuck in your own head syndrome. And the antidote to that is perceptual fluidity. Stuck in your own head syndrome will get you upset. It will stop you in your tracks from creating the relationships and partnerships that will create harmony in your life. Perceptual fluidity is the fourth thing in learning how to navigate your relationships by stepping into other people's shoes and creating partnership with them is the key. And when you get advice from people in your life, it has to be from people who know what they're talking about, not just from personal experience, which is great, but you want to get advice from people who are mastering the experience that they have, who are really successful in what they're doing. And that is critical for you creating harmony in your relationships by getting support and advice from people who can really help you. The dirty little secrets of relationships is the fifth thing. And that's where we have needs that go unmet, and then we blame the people around us for not giving us the things we need because we've assumed that they think exactly like us, which they don't. So the dirty little secret is learning how to express, or the antidote to that is learning how to express what you need in a way that the people around you can get it so that you can have the harmony that you truly desire. And we have covered a lot of great information, and I've got so much more to share. And I know that if you want to have harmony in your relationship, which I imagine you do, and you want to have harmony in your workplace, which I imagine that you do, and you want to create a business that rises above and creates a powerful impact in the world, you need every ounce of your energy to go toward that. So the challenge is that in order for this to do this work and to make it work successfully, you need to have ongoing support to implement these tools and resources, or else it's hard to break the patterns. So for those of you who are really committed to turning your situation around, I wanted to do something very special for you. Here's the deal. Normally, my one-on-one coaching time is $500 per hour. But since you're on the line today and you've listened to this recording, I wanted to do something very special for you. And this isn't for everybody. This is for specifically for those of you who've been struggling with the opposite sex, whether personal, professionally, or both. You want to know what it is? I'm going to gift you a complimentary one-on-one strategy session completely free. In this session, we'll take a look at where you are now, what your specific goals are, and what may be stopping you from ultimately having the experience that you want. And I'm going to give you some resources that you can use right away. So you can text me at 650-489-5346, the U.S. number, 650-489-5346, with your name and email, and I will send you an email right away with my calendar so that you can choose a time that works best for you to get your complimentary session today. And my time is limited, so I won't be able to have sessions with every single one of you, so it's first come, first serve. And so when you see the email in your inbox, confirm your email, you'll get the right email with the calendar link immediately, and we'll get you started. Oh, you can also reach me at, so again, my name is Kimmy Avery. I'm a relationship navigation specialist at ConsciousCouplesNetwork.com, and you can also email me at Kimmy, K-I-M-I, at ConsciousCouplesNetwork.com. And I'm really grateful to Tonya Hoffman and the Public Speakers Association for having me on this recording and this program today. This is fabulous, and that's all for now.